Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Monica in Marine City. Monica says, I am in a partnership dispute. I am a member of a 50-50 partnership, and we both agreed to dissolve the company. Are there any case laws for me to ask for a non-compete or moratorium for both of us not to be able to use the existing customers of the business for a certain amount of time? So, Monica, that's a good question. These items that you wish to have, such as a non-compete or a non-circumvention agreement, are documents that should really be agreed to at the time you and your partner did your initial business deal, so prior to the actual dissolution of a company and not during a dispute. Coming to terms with these items during dissolution negotiations will definitely make things more difficult for the parties, but yes, these items can still be settled and agreed to as part of the termination of the business relationship. I hope that helps. The next question is from Larry P. Larry asks, if I am tenants in common with multiple people on unoccupied land in Michigan, can I move on to the land if I want to? I was recently made aware that I am one of the tenants in common with my siblings on my deceased grandmother's 47-acre land. I would like to move on to the land, but one of the tenants in common said I cannot without approval from all the tenants in common. Is this true? Well, Larry, holding title as tenants in common means that each party on the deed has a right to an equal or unequal undivided ownership to the property. It also means that if one of the owners dies, their share is conveyed to their heirs, not the other owners who are still alive. Based upon the facts as you describe, you have a right to occupy the property as described in the deed. If there is further disagreement between the co-owners, one way to resolve occupancy or ownership interest is to file an action for partition to split up the property under a court order. The final question today is from George. He is asking, what happens to a revocable land trust when it terminates or expires? I am a co-trustee on a revocable land trust originally designed to generate cash for our children's education. Neither child needed it for that purpose. Our divorce agreement states it will terminate upon our youngest turning 30. It does not specify what happens at termination. I am not aware of any other legal documents regarding the trust. My ex thinks the kids automatically gain ownership, but I think it reverts to the two of us. We are at odds and cannot come to any agreements. Any help is appreciated. Well, George, I hope I can help. I will say that an attorney needs to review the terms of the revocable trust as well as the divorce decree to determine how the trust expires on its own terms or if the terms of the court order prevails. The answers are in the terms of the documents. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.